The Baghdad Clock by Shahed Al-Rawi. Translated by Luke Leafgren. Performed by Christine Taufik. Before she finished her story, I cut her off and got up from my seat. I went over to my mother and asked, "Mama, why aren't my eyes green like Nadia's?" "When you grow up, you'll be like her." I sat back down next to Nadia and told her, "When I grow up, my eyes will be green." "They're not going to change, because your mother, her eyes aren't green." "But I'm taller than you." She straightened up to her full height. I stood beside her, and as I put my shoulder up against hers, I asked her mother, "Who's taller?" "You are," her mother said. We sat back down on the ground. I began to like her. She began to like me. I told her about my grandmother's house far away, and she asked, "Why do you love your grandmother?" "Because I'm her daughter," I said. She burst out laughing, not believing what I said, but not knowing what to say. When it was time to go to sleep, she lay beside me on the rug we had brought with us from home. Her mother helped take off her black shoes and her long white socks and then covered us both up. She dimmed the lantern and moved it further away. Before I closed my eyes, I saw Nadia smiling as she slept. Her lips moved slowly, as though she were talking to herself. Surprised, I moved closer until my face was right in front of hers. I could see colorful phantoms moving around her forehead. I had never seen anything like these visions before. They appeared, disappeared, and then came back. I was seeing her dreams. This was the first time in my life I had entered someone's dreams. At that moment, she began dreaming of me. She took me by the hand and flew with me high above the old houses of Baghdad. We kept rising, climbing higher and higher until we became small as bees that vanished into thin air.